It's Earth Day today. Good morning. Welcome to your morning wake-up. Do you do anything for Earth Day? I don't know. Recycle. Everybody recycling, but do we really do it? I know we got the bin and the stuff, and we throw it in there, but I don't think recycling happens as like the way we think it does. I was watching a video over the weekend. It was someplace in rural India. They were recycling bottles. And this factory had these big blow furnaces going, but they weren't like you might see in this country. It was more like cobbled together with pipes and flame and what have you. And people in sandals shoveling broken glass. Hello. Into these furnaces, and it melts it down. They were ultimately making marbles. This is interesting, but there you go. We happen to be, if you think about where we are, we're a remote corner of the Milky Way. We're perfectly located for us. Like, where we are gives us the least amount of threats for, you know, heat from the sun, humongous, ginormous, life-ending, although we've been hit with them, but life-ending, you know, meteors and stuff like that. We're just the right amount away from the gravitational pull and being sucked into our star. Everything is just, it's perfectly aligned. And I don't know, I just can't be coincidence. And then the sun, when it does send, say, a deadly flare our way, it's not maybe calamitous. Maybe that's a good word. It's not, I mean, we experience it on maybe a cell phone outage or something like that. But it's not blasting us so bad with radiation, because our magnetic core spins up and deflects the radiation we've got. And it gets all complicated. But think about it. Everything exists perfectly for us. The oxygen and carbon is all situated in a line just right. Jupiter, I was told yesterday, Jupiter helps deflect asteroids and soak up comets and stuff for us. Buddy of mine's into this kind of stuff. So yeah, we're like the only planet in the solar system perfect for me and you. And I think that's divine design. Plus, we're the only planet with Chuck Norris. And so, happy Earth Day, everybody. 1320 WILS, Noah Martindale, our producer this morning, answered the phone, lining things up, throwing his bowling ball, which looks like planet Earth. Actually, your bowling ball looks more like planet Earth if it was all water, doesn't it? Well, you got the swirls on there.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Right.
Yeah. Did you bowl over the weekend?
I did. I did get the chance to go last night with the guys. Yeah.
How'd you do?
Went all right.
With the guys. Hey, I'm going out bowling with the guys. Right. What are you, Fred Flintstone?
I think
Honey,
so.
Oh, no. You're Ralph Cramden. Hey, Alice, I'm going bowling.
Yeah.
So how'd you do?
Man, the first game I did pretty all right. Definitely sandbagged that first frame immediately right into the gutter. But finished.
All right, hang on. We got to soak that in. Ladies and gentlemen, Noah with his brand new custom-made bowling ball, custom drilled for his ginormous fingers, everything perfect. Yeah, boys, hey, how you doing? No, good to see you. And you're wiping. You probably have a rag custom for wiping it down, don't you?
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Shout out to Royal Scout again. They give you out one for free when you get a ball drilled there. So if you ever get a ball drilled, you get a free rag out of it.
Come on. Hey, boys. Yeah, no. Hey, I'll go first. No, I'm Noah. You know me from the radio, and I've got my bowling ball. Watch me. Boom. Gutter.
Right in the gutter. Yeah. Cleaned it up, though, with the spare, because, you know, that you have to clean it up. But
what did they say to you?
They give you a hard time about it.
You know, of course they give you a hard time.
One of them's a relative, and then the other one's a longtime friend. So, you know, we just chirping at each other, all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I finished that game pretty strong with a 197 after sandbagging that first throw.
Holy crap. You started off with a gutter and you went at 197?
Yeah, once that ball is nice, once you find where you want it to go on the oil pattern, it hits the pocket clean every time. The pin action is beautiful.
Listen to you, Mr. Bowler.
I know. I love it. I'm getting nerdy into it again. My dad kind of got me nerdy into it 10 years ago, and then I fell off, but we're back.
But you give the ball all the credit, Noah. It's your skill, man.
No, it's all the ball, man. All I do is walk up and release.
Oh, no, it's that form. It's that. It's like golf. You know, golfers will tell you, oh, no, you moved your elbow a quarter of an inch. I'm sorry, you didn't straighten out in time. That's why you ended up in the pond. And that's always been my pet peeve. Like, yeah, well, I did exactly like you did. No, I'm sorry, you didn't.
It's just minor.
So
tweaks.
It's your form. It's the way your hip movement, all of that stuff.
I'd say
which
golf,
I've heard you have great hip movement.
Golf form is a lot harder than bowling form, though. There's no doubt in that.
Ah, okay, fine.
I mean, even the average Joe can just walk up and throw a bowling ball, you know? Get a little hook out of it, even if they don't need a hook out of it.
Or you just put it on the little ramp,
right,
like the kids
the
do.
Tower.
and aim it at the closest pin.
Yeah, but yeah,
I like it.
I think I'm averaging about 175 in the 9 games I bowled on it. I think I'm going tonight, so I'll report back on Thursday with my bowling prowess.
Oh, all right. Again tonight.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back home.
I wait till the baby's asleep. We're respectful about that. And I wait till Olivia,
right,
or my fiance, rather, is asleep. So,
and then I'll sneak out.
No, I'm not a sneaky guy either. I let her know. I'm like, hey, hitting the lanes. I mean,
hitting the lanes.
Hitting the lanes.
I got to go
bowling,
honey. I've got a lot to release here. I've got some angst.
Right.
Hey, you sleep tight. I'll come home and tell you my scores.
Got to take it out on the pins, you know.
Yeah. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, he's Noah. I'm Mike. This is your morning wake up. Let's get you some history, because how can you know where you're going if you don't know where you've been, huh?
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be the 22nd darn day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. 'Twas on this day in 1864, Congress authorized the use of the phrase, "In God We Trust," put that on our coins. 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began at noon. Thousands of homesteaders lined up on the border, covered wagons. They hit a gun. They, I don't know, shot a cannon or something, and off they went. Da, da, da. 1970, this was the first Earth Day. Millions of Americans observed Earth Day, however they did it. 1991, Johnny Carson announced he would retire from The Tonight Show. Arguably one of the best ever. And in 2010, the Deepwater Horizon oil platform sank into the Gulf of Mexico. I think that's the one that they made that movie on. Today is Earth Day. I mentioned that. It's also Girl Scout Leader Day and National Jelly Bean Day. Oh, come on. I'm all in. Bring me the jelly beans. You know what I mean. All right, that's going to do it. Mike Austin here in your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.
I'd like to go bowling with my friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane. On a good day, I'll throw a few stripes, maybe some spares. That's what I like.